Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, Steve. It's 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. At least $700 million is up for grabs tonight in Powerball, says the Kansas Lottery's Sally Lunsford.
That would be the second largest in Powerball history and the third largest among lottery jackpots in North America.
If there is more than one jackpot winning ticket, the jackpot will be split by the winning tickets. And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We are just about a month away from the first day of fall, and temperatures certainly feeling cooler than average already for this time of year. Clear this morning, sunny, and this afternoon are high reaching 84 with a light east wind. Mostly clear and not as cool tonight, down to 61, 85, and dry for the high tomorrow. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a fair sky, 59 degrees, northeast wind at 6 miles per hour.
Authorities in eastern Kansas say a 56-year-old man drowned after his car was swept away by floodwaters caused by thunderstorms that pummeled the region. The Miami County Sheriff's Office says the body of Robert Dean Schoenhals of Pleasanton was found about 2.5 hours after the accident.
After his first trip to the southern U.S. border as president, Donald Trump delivered a campaign-style speech in Phoenix Tuesday night.
We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again.
The president surveyed customs and border protection facilities in Yuma, Arizona, earlier in the day.
Tens of thousands of people packed into downtown Phoenix last night for the Trump rally. Most were protesters. Eventually, police used flashbangs and pepper balls to break up the crowd. Phoenix Police Chief Jerry Williams says the protest was mostly peaceful.
Though that small number of people created a dynamic that has us standing here today, I will say all in all, we had a successful celebration, and quite frankly, our community members went home safely, as well as our law enforcement officers went home safely.
Four people were arrested.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu heads to Russia today to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Netanyahu said he will discuss with Putin, quote, Iran's accelerated attempt to establish a military presence in Syria. He called it proof of Iran's aggression in the region. Israeli intel reportedly shows Iran is already preparing to set up air and naval bases in southern Syria to hold after the war. That would pose what some call a game-changing threat of Iran on Israel's northern border. Netanyahu is expected to ask Putin to help expel Iran from southern Syria. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Three men robbed a business early Monday evening in West Wichita near Central and Zoo Boulevard. It happened at the Carniceria El Guero, where three suspects entered the store and began loading up shopping baskets. Once the baskets were full, one of the suspects brandished a knife towards a female worker. Suspects then ran out with the stolen merchandise, driving away in a silver Chevy Impala with license plate TJO353.
8:34 now, Stephen 10 in the morning on KNSS, and that means it is time for Entertainment News, The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Let's take a look at what the Cloonies are doing, who the highest paid folks are, and what's going on with the snake's tail.
Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes?
It didn't exactly work for Indiana Jones, but for Taylor Swift, it's getting the job done, sending fans into a tizzy yesterday and today on her social media with a cryptic video of a snake's tail. There's speculation it's related to a new single rumored to drop Friday, or a not-so-subtle dig at Taylor's detractors.
Rules of engagement says we cannot touch them.
Mark Wahlberg, Hollywood's highest paid actor, that's according to Forbes, the lone survivor and Transformers star, earned $168 million in their 12-month scoring period.
You're saving just to save.
Let's just say that I have a number in mind and I haven't hit it yet.
George and Amal Clooney are taking a stand against hatred. The power couple donated $1 million to the Southern Poverty Law Center, which works to combat hate groups in the U.S.
Get busy living or get busy dying.
And Morgan Freeman getting the Screen Actors Guild Lifetime Achievement Award. He'll be presented with that honor at the SAG Awards this January. I'm Matt Wolf.
All right, a little bit more on those highest paid in Hollywood. Mark Wahlberg, you heard, at the top of the list. Last year's number one, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, down to number two this year. He still made $65 million thanks to Baywatch, which was a huge flop, and the upcoming Jumanji movie and The Fate of the Furious. That helped score Vin Diesel the third spot. Now, some are pointing out that when you go all the way down to number 14 on the list, Ryan Gosling, $29 million. He's 14th on the list. He's still making more than the number one actress on the list, Emma Stone, at $26 million. In fact, the top 10 actors combined made almost three times as much as the top 10 actresses. The men are getting paid a lot more than the women are.
Yep.
And let's see who are the high-paid folks in television. Well, the cast of The Big Bang Theory still bringing in the most money per episode. $900,000 apiece per episode for the six main stars.
Wow.
That's according to that new list from Variety. Robert De Niro is said to be getting $750,000 per episode for the upcoming David O. Russell Amazon project. That'll make him the highest-paid drama star, followed by Mark Harmon, NCIS, $525,000 per episode. Then the main stars of Game of Thrones, they're all making $500,000 per episode. Kevin Spacey also commands $500,000 per for House of Cards, as do the adult actors on Modern Family and the supporting stars on Big Bang Theory. Those people are making a lot of money.
You bet.
Wow. Let's check in with some of the Mensa members on ABC's Bachelor in Paradise. Here's the results when Carly got her ultrasound.
All I see is you.
Since it's too early in your pregnancy, I don't see the gender, so
that's okay.
I'm going to be great with whatever it is. I'm nervous that it's a girl because I don't know what to do with the girl.
If it's a girl, it'll just be such an adventure for all of us to, like, try to figure out how to even, like, deal with that.
There you go. DeMario recalls learning about the shutdown of the show. You might remember some controversy that happened a few months ago from an on-site producer. Poor DeMario.
He said a third party filed a complaint about you and Corinne. And I'm thinking, like, what? Like, what? And my biggest thing was, what did Corinne say?
Right.
And he's like, she was fine. I'm like, what did I say? You're fine. Then why are we having this conversation?
Ugh. He's so confused.
Yes.
And Sarah is certainly delighted to be in paradise with Adam.
Paradise is amazing so far. It's like a Nicholas Sparks book in real life.
Shall we?
We shall. Plus guacamole comes with everything, so.
Guacamole.
Yeah, you got a good-looking dude, and there's guacamole.
What else do you need? Yeah.
There you go. That's some of the goings-on on ABC's Bachelor in Paradise. The live rounds continued on last night's edition of America's Got Talent. Simon Cowell's golden buzzer pick, deaf singer Mandy, didn't let Simon or the judges down. She sang her original tune, Mara's Song, with comments afterwards from Judge Heidi Klum.
All I see is you holding me forever.
Well, I just love how raw and how real and how honest this just was. You know, there was no backing track. There was no production around it. It was just you, your beautiful voice, your ukulele, and it was very powerful.
There you go. That was on NBC's America's Got Talent last night. Well, speaking of music, let's flash back 50 years ago today and take a look at what's going on in the world of music a half century ago.
50 years ago today, Jimi Hendrix asked the question,
are you experienced?
Are you experienced? The debut album from the Jimi Hendrix Experience made its U.S. debut, and it was full of classics. Purple Haze, Manic Depression, Foxy Lady, The Wind Cries Mary, and more. The album peaked at number 5 on the Billboard 200 album chart, and shockingly, no song hit the top 40 on the singles chart. To date, it sold more than 5 million copies in the U.S. and was number 15 on Rolling Stone's list of the greatest albums of all time. Seems people really like the shape of Ed Sheeran.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
His hit Shape of You has now been one of the top songs in the U.S. for 32 weeks. That's how long it's been in the top 10 of the Billboard Hot 100 Singles Chart. 8 months, which ties the record set by the Chainsmokers and Halsey's Closer and Leanne Rimes' 1997 hit How Do I Live? And happy birthday, Rick Springfield, who's 68 today. I'm Jason Athenson.
Yeah, top 40 wouldn't play Hendrix.
That's true.
It just didn't happen. We tried to get it on here as a young person, tried to convince our local DJ to play it. I said, no, they won't let me.
Huh.
Just way too far out.
Do you have that album?
I did.
Okay.
Probably don't have it anymore.
You were among the 5 million that bought that album.
That's true. Yes, sir.
There you go. All right. And we got a big birthday today. Hollywood star Vera Miles is 87 years old today.
Yeah, I'm going to say Vera's from Pratt. And she went to school up north, right?
Well, there's some say she's 87 and some 88.
Okay.
Got a little bit of discrepancy on that, on the date of her birth, but the year anyway. She was born in Boise City, Oklahoma.
Oh, okay.
About as far up in the Oklahoma panhandle as you can get.
Yeah.
She grew up in Pratt. You were correct on that. And then the family moved to Wichita. She went to Wichita North High School.
Right.
In fact, this is her 70th high school reunion is this year.
Wow.
Vera Miles. And she was a lovely young lady. She was crowned Miss Kansas in the late 40s. In fact, she finished in the top 5 at the Miss America contest. A few years later, she appeared on the Groucho Marx quiz show, You Bet Your Life. And Groucho asked her how many beauty titles she has held. And she says, well, I was Miss Chamber of Commerce. And then I was Miss Wichita. And then I was Miss Kansas. And then I was Miss Texas Grapefruit. And then I was Miss New Made Margarine. She's held several beauty titles over the years.
Because remember her in Searchers with John Wayne, Searchers?
She went out to Hollywood. She was in The Searchers, like you said, with John Wayne.
The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance.
Another John Ford movie.
Yeah.
And, of course, she was in Psycho.
Psycho.
She was under a 5-year personal contract with Alfred Hitchcock. She was kind of the lady-in-waiting underneath Grace Kelly.
Really? Okay.
In case she couldn't do a movie, Alfred would use Vera Miles in the movie. In fact, Vera Miles was supposed to be in Vertigo with Jimmy Stewart. There were production delays, and then Vera got pregnant, and the role went to Kim Novak.
There you go.
She could have been in Vertigo.
Yep.
Vera Miles of Wichita. She still lives in California. She does not do interviews. She does not make public appearances. That's why you never see her.
Why should she?
One of Wichita's greats, actress Vera Miles. She is either 87 or 88 today, depending on your source. But happy birthday to Vera Miles.
You bet.
Entertainment News in the Blur is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's
in Derby.
Right there on K-15 at 208 South Baltimore. You want a tasty pizza? You just go down to Derby and go to Pizza John's, and they will set you up tasty stuff at Pizza John's
in Derby.
Derby.
8:43 now, Steve and Ted, local aircraft business, will offer more to its customers. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.